KSDP, 8:30 a.m. in Sandpoint, K201DA, 88.1 FM in King Cove, KOLD, 91.9 FM in Cold Bay, KFPS, 88.1 FM in False Pass, and KKQA, 88.1 FM in Accutan, Alaska.
You didn't know I wasn't free when you fell in love with me, and with all your young heart you learned to care. It brought you shame and disgrace. The world has tumbled in your face because they call out love a backstreet affair. They said you wrecked my home. I'm a husband that's gone wrong. They don't know the sorrow that we've had to bear. Why, the one that I'm tied to was the first to be untrue, and yet they call our love a backstreet affair. Have each other now, that's all that matters anyhow. Father, judgment of gossip's never fair. We'll just be brave and strong, then someday they'll see they're wrong. So let them call our love a backstreet affair. We'll be free to love someday when all the talk has died away, and the happiness we've hoped for then we'll share. I'll climb a mountain high, and the world will hear me cry that our love is not a backstreet affair.
You're listening to Statewide News from Alaska Public Media. I'm Ava White. U.S. Senator Lisa Murkowski was among several Republicans who spoke out Wednesday against President Trump's plan to claw back $9.4 billion Congress appropriated for public broadcasting and global health programs. Murkowski told White House Office of Management and Budget Director Russell Vogt at a Senate hearing that public broadcasting is essential to public safety in Alaska.
I hope you feel the urgency that I'm trying to express on behalf of the people in rural Alaska, and I think in many parts of rural America, where this is their lifeline. This is where they get the updates on that landslide. This is where they get the updates on the wildfires that are coming their way.
Trump is asking Congress to take away 2 years of funding for the Corporation of Public Broadcasting, which comes to $1 billion. Vogt told senators that the networks air radical left content.
Republicans have campaigned on cutting funding for NPR and PBS for decades, and with good reason. Many members of this body have made the case eloquently, and the leadership of NPR's own actions and testimony have left no doubt as to their agenda.
Congress established the Corporation for Public Broadcasting as an independent nonprofit. CPB sends most of its money to local stations across the country, including this one. The national TV network PBS gets 15% of its funding directly from the corporation, and NPR gets 1%. The networks also benefit indirectly because member stations pay for their programming. The Alaska Department of Education and Early Development has opened the public comment period for a proposed regulation change that redefines what counts as a local contribution for school districts. The proposed change would count municipal funding for non-instructional services, like transportation and school meals, toward the maximum amount districts can receive from municipalities. Local municipalities are limited in how much can be contributed to a school district's instructional services. According to the Alaska Council of School Administrators, at least 18 school districts currently receive local funding for non-instructional services. The Education Department brought the proposed change to the State Board of Education earlier this month as an emergency regulation. That means it would have immediately gone into effect if approved. Public backlash from school administrators, parents, and city officials around the state urged the board to instead put the regulation up for a 30-day public comment period. The public comment period will run up until 5 p.m. on July 23rd. Comments can be physically mailed or emailed to the state board. This is Alaska Public Media.
The Alaska Morning News is brought to you in part by your local public radio station.
Get your weekly look at the trends, policies, and issues that impact your wallet in Alaska with the Alaska Economic Report. With me, Ava White, on your local public radio station each week.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Lilly Endowment, a private foundation supporting NPR's coverage of religion and spirituality, and Jarl and Pamela Mohn, focusing on civil liberties, foster youth, public radio, and the arts.
You're listening to Statewide News from Alaska Public Media. I'm Ava White. A proposed ordinance to criminalize camping in Anchorage's public spaces brought a huge crowd to the city's assembly meeting Tuesday. And as Alaska Public Media's Wesley Early reports, tensions were heated from the beginning.
Dozens of people lined the walls inside the Anchorage Assembly Chambers, waiting to testify for more than 3 hours. The ordinance would make camping in a public area a Class B misdemeanor. That carries a penalty of up to 6 months in prison and a fine of up to $2,000. It would also replace the city's current abatement process, during which large encampments are cleared after notices are posted and homeless residents are encouraged to head to shelter while some set up camp elsewhere. Emotions in the chamber ran high even before the ordinance came up. Anticipating a high level of participation, assembly members voted to move testimony to the end of the meeting to get through the rest of their business. That prompted a rebuke from ordinance sponsor Keith McCormick.
People are still showing up that want to speak on this, and you are attempting to silence them by pushing this until midnight. That is disrespectful to everyone in here. I can't believe that you would try and push this away.
Point of order. Point of order.
Mr. McCormick, you're out of order. You're out of order.
That was Assembly Chair Chris Constant banging his gavel in response. Of the more than 60 people who testified, those opposed to the ordinance outnumbered supporters by a 2-to-1 margin. Many in opposition, like American Civil Liberties Union of Alaska lawyer Helen Malley, say it will put additional stress on an already marginalized population.
Just as our homeless population is unable to pay rent, they will be unable to pay a $2,000 fine. Instead, these fines will simply impose another barrier on their ability to stabilize their lives.
Others, like David Gober, question if the city had the resources to enforce the ordinance. Gober cited remarks from Anchorage Police Chief Sean Case, who recently said his department, as well as prosecutors, courts, and jail facilities, are not equipped to enforce the ban.
You people have enough knowledge here. You can write a better law than this, because this right here is really going to overtax his departments to the max. And you're not going to be able to fund them.
The ordinance's supporters describe the city's homelessness crisis as a public safety issue, with stories of people defecating in public, openly using drugs, harassing business customers, and trashing green spaces. Here's Gerard Farkas.
This is about safety of the citizens of Anchorage. This is about protecting ourselves from fire risk, drug risk, criminal activity, safety for our children. It gives the police a way to protect the people that pay your salaries, that build this city.
Anchorage Mayor Suzanne LaFrance introduced a narrower ordinance that would prohibit camping near certain public spaces, including on sidewalks and roads, within 500 feet of a playground, and within 200 feet of a trail. It would also prohibit unauthorized construction on public land of, quote, hard-walled, hard-roofed, or hard-floored structures, or any other construction aimed at facilitating camping.
We need to be able to move much more quickly than our current code allows. We must be able to root out encampments in these areas before public safety hazards arise.
LaFrance's version of the ordinance contains substantial changes and was only introduced Tuesday, so the earliest the Assembly could vote on it is 7 days later. The Assembly will hold a special meeting July 11th, where members of the public can continue to testify on either proposal, provided they didn't already testify Tuesday night. Assembly Chair Constant says he anticipates the body voting on one of the versions of the ordinance at that meeting. Reporting in Anchorage, I'm Wesley Early.
This is Alaska Public Media.
It's true, I sit around twiddling my thumbs, breaking my heart in two. I'm wondering if you love me so the way you say you do. I'm biting my fingernails and thinking dear of you. Biting my fingernails, thinking of you. Don't love nobody else, it's funny but it's true.
Just got a feeling maybe we're through.
I'm biting my fingernails and thinking dear of you.
If you think before you speak how happy I would be, you'd never hurt me deep inside. You'd think the world of me.
Instead you say whatever you please, whether or not it's true. I'm biting my fingernails and thinking dear of you. Biting my fingernails, thinking of you. Don't love nobody else, it's funny but it's true. Just got a feeling, maybe we're through. Biting my fingernails and thinking dear of you.
Ah, come on in, butterfly. Ah-ha! biting my fingernails, thinking of you. Don't love nobody else, it's funny, but it's true. Just got a feeling maybe we're through. Biting my fingernails and thinking dear of you.
If you have plans to end it all, I wish you'd tell me now. Don't leave me thinking that someday you'd leave me anyhow.
For I'll forget we ever met and find somebody new. I'm biting my fingernails and thinking dear of you. Biting my fingernails, thinking of you.
Don't love nobody else, it's funny but it's true.
Just got a feeling
maybe we're through. Biting my fingernails and thinking dear of you.
Hey, yonder comes a cotton picker walking down the road, a puffin' like a locomotive carrying a load. Hey, Mr. Cotton Picker, what you gonna do? Gonna get gone away from you. Here is Mr. Cotton Picker passing by my shack. Seems as if his back is breaking with a cotton sack. Hey, Mr. Cotton Picker, when you're getting paid, reckon as soon's the sack gets weighed. He's been plucking old King Cotton all day in the sun. By tomorrow, sweat's forgotten. I've got another feel, it must be done. There goes Mr. Cotton Picker, toting all his pay. Just a sack of snowy cotton took him all the day. Hey, Mr. Cotton Picker, hope you have a ball. Hope you get all that's coming to you. Locomotive carrying a load. Hey, Mr. Cotton Picker, what you gonna do? Gonna get gone away from you. Here is Mr. Cotton Picker passing by my shack. Seems as if his back is breaking with a cotton sack. Hey, Mr. Cotton Picker, when you're getting paid, reckon as soon's my sack gets weighed. He's been a plucking old King Cotton all day in the sun. About tomorrow, sweat's forgotten. I've got another feeling must be done. Angled Mr. Cotton Picker, toting all his pay. Just a sack of snowy cotton took him all the day. Hey, Mr. Cotton Picker, hope you have a ball. Hope you get all that's coming to you.
I taught her everything she knows, and then what did she do? She turned to someone else and taught him everything she knew. The way to cuddle close and kiss so tenderly, the words to say, the things to do, she learned from me. I taught her love's all that matters on this earth. Now she has left me, and what was it all worth? I thought that she'd be true to me, but that's the way it goes. He ought to thank me, 'cause I taught her everything she knows. I thought that she'd be true. That's the way
my kisses are terrific, I wouldn't tell you lies. It's not that I'm conceited, it pays to advertise. With your cooperation, I'll make your dreams come true. I'm not a traveling salesman, I'll settle down with you. Satisfaction guaranteed, if you'll only give my heart a try. I got a line of hugs and kisses that a gal like you must need. Try me out with satisfaction guaranteed. Try me out with satisfaction. Try me out with satisfaction guaranteed.
It's nearly 3 a.m. and still no sign of him. When it comes to love, I'm in the dark. Lord, I don't understand why I stand by my man. All he's ever known is break my heart. Won't you send down an angel from the blue to show me the righteous thing?
She was cute
as two speckled puppies. And I said, Ben, you could do worse. So I walked across the room for the tables. I walked across her table too, and I plopped myself down in a chair. I said, hi there. She whispered, my name is Mabel. And all I could say was, hi there. I said, permit me to introduce myself. It's been colder here. And she said, it ain't been no colder here than that in place else. I had her almost persuaded. What happened to Doodly-Doo? The slip strip herself of her pride. Oh! Just left me a little drink on the side. And then we danced, and we danced, and we danced, and we danced. That is, I thought we were dancing, or somebody stepped on my hand. And then I looked into her eyes. The reflection of my wedding band. And I thought, that sure is strange, because I'm not even married. What it was is my wristwatch. I had her almost persuaded. Once more there, Hargis. Thank you. To come and be my own. Smarty Oleg. Boy. And then her boyfriend came and made me go home.
It was on a Sunday morning when I found him, standing all alone, staring into space. He looked like a man that had lived a hard life, and the hurt of it showed on his face. Hunger for food showed through his loose clothes that you could tell were once tailored to fit. And a distant look was in his eyes, as though he had just seen hell's fiery pits. When I first spoke to him, it seemed like he didn't hear a sound. And I stood there for a minute and thought he might be deaf, but then he turned around and acted like he wanted to say something but couldn't speak. So I took him by the arm and said, would you like to talk to me? And his humble voice, so shaky, soft, and low, said, you look like an old friend of mine, someone from long, long ago. Then he said, I've been thinking a lot about a little place not too far away from here, where they sang and pray and they say God will answer prayers. But I can't seem to find it by myself. Would you walk with me over there? Then I choked the tears back before I could say a word. Then the church bell started ringing, the prettiest I'd ever heard. And as we walked toward the church house, we'd stop along the way and just listen to the church bells ring out, God's holy day. And as we walked into that sacred place, I felt I was all alone with God. But my friend had gone away. And then, as I knelt down to pray, it was all so plain to see that the friend that I'd been talking to was my own soul inside of me. And for the first time, I found myself inside myself with God's helping hand, the master of the universe. Thank you for finding this man.
Together, round me, buddies. Hold your glasses high and drink to a fool, a crazy fool who told his baby goodbye. Too late, he's found he loves her so much he wants to die. But drink to a fool, a crazy fool who told his baby goodbye. He needs her, he needs her so. He wonders why he let her go. She's found a new love, buddy. He's a lucky guy. So drink to a fool, 'cause I'm that fool who told his baby goodbye. Her. He needs her so. He wonders why he let her go. She's found a new love, buddy. He's a lucky guy. So drink to a fool, 'cause I'm that fool who told my baby goodbye. Who told my baby goodbye. Who told my baby.
Aleutian Peninsula Broadcasting is generously supported by the City of Sandpoint. Sandpoint is a first-class city in the Aleutians East Borough, located on Humboldt Harbor on the northwestern Popoff Island. Anchorage is 575 nautical miles to the northeast. The Sandpoint City Council meets the second Tuesday of every month at 7 p.m. in the City Hall Council Chambers. Contact the City of Sandpoint by calling 907-383-2696, emailing sptcity@arctic.net, or visiting their website at sandpointak.com.
Drunk and totally drained, on the verge of going crazy, on the edge of insane. I know you prayed I'd make it, but I never pulled through. I gave up on going on, girl, like I gave up on you,
remember, don't you cry, darling. Though it's a crying shame, I was hooked on that whiskey so bad I didn't know my name. When I died, don't cry, darling. Well, it's not your fault I was stealing time from the devil, and I just got caught.
You know, hon, David left you so long ago. He didn't want to, darling. Oh, but his dying words told you so. But that strong stuff, oh, it was always his weakness. But hell, any man can be a fool. And I know that he was so ashamed and sorry for all those bad things that he did to you.
But don't you cry, darling. Though it's a crying shame, I was hooked on that whiskey so bad I didn't know my name. When I died, don't cry, darling. Well, it's not your fault I was stealing time from the devil, and I just got caught. Don't you cry, darling. Though it's a crying shame, I was hooked on that bottle so bad I didn't know my name.
Mother's against drunk drivers. The Pope is against the pill. The union's against the workers, working against their will. The president's against the Congress. The Senate is against the House. People are against politicians, and I'm against cats in the house. But I'm for love, and I'm for happiness, and I'm for, if you don't like it, can't you just let it pass? And I'm for turning off the news and turning down the lights, 'cause I'm for nothing else but me and you. Is against the county, the county's against the state, the state is against the government, and the highway still ain't paid. The banker's against the farmer's against the wall, the doctor's against me smoking, and the devil's against us all. But I'm for love, and I'm for happiness, and I'm for, if you don't like it, can't you just let it pass? I'm for nothing else but me and you tonight. The cops are against the robbers. The laws are against the cops. Justice is against the system, and some people are blowing their tops. The horse is against the automobile. The bus is against the train. The train is against the jumbo jets, and I'm against fishing in the rain. But I'm for love, I'm all for happiness, and I'm for, if you don't like it, can't you just let it pass? And I'm for turning off the tube and turning down the light, and I'm for nothing else but me and you tonight. Hey, I'm for love, I'm all for happiness, and I'm for not looking for something to make us mad. I'm all for turning off the news and turning down the lights, and I'm for nothing else but me and you tonight.
3 o'clock in the morning,
and it looks like it's gonna be another sleepless night. I've been listening to your dreams and getting very low, wondering what I can do. Maybe I'm being foolish, 'cause I haven't heard you mention anybody's name at all. How I wish I could be sure it's me that turned you on. Each time you close your eyes, I've heard it said that dreamers never lie. You've been talking in your sleep, sleeping in your dreams, with some sweet lover, holding on so tight, loving her the way you used to love me. Talk in your sleep with loving on your mind. Maybe I'm being foolish, 'cause I haven't heard you mention anybody's name at all. How I wish I could be sure it's me that turned you on. Each time you close your eyes, I've heard it said that dreamers never lie. You've been talking in your sleep, sleeping in your dreams, with some sweet lover, holding on. On your mind, you've been talking in your sleep.
Stand at your window some night, again let me see the one who is holding the best part of me. Stand at your window some night, look at my side of town. Remember, if you change your mind, you know where I'll be found. Each night I look up at your mansion, I can see the window where the light shines through. I wonder, left for someone new. Stand at your window some night, again let me see the one who is holding the best part of me. Stand at your window some night, look at my side of town. Remember, if you change your mind, you know where I'll be found. Each night as I wait here in the darkness, I watch your window so high above. I'm longing for a look at my old sweetheart, just a glimpse of the one that I still love. Stand at your window some night, again let me see one who is holding the best part of me. Stand at your window some night, look at my side of town. Remember, if you change your mind, you know where I'll be found.
This house has wall-to-wall love, wall-to-wall love. This one has wall-to-wall love. The first day I met you, I drew up the plans. Then I built a house with these two loving hands. Laid the foundation that everlasting kind. Each nail was driven with you on my mind. An empty frame hanging for your picture on the wall. An empty rack standing for your coat out in the hall. Then for something extra, something unheard of, I added wall to wall love. This house has wall to wall love, wall to wall love. Big yellow moon up above. Others may be as neat, but not as complete. Ah, this one has wall to wall love. Got a built-in kitchen with kisses on the shelf. Not the candy kind, I give them out myself. Won't need a furnace in the cold winter time. I'll keep you warm in these two arms of mine. Got a rustic den, hi-fi too. Fancy king-size bed, that's big enough for two. Home with me and see the house that you dreamed of. Complete with wall-to-wall love. This house has wall-to-wall love, wall-to-wall love. Big yellow moon up above. Others may be as neat, but not as complete. Ah, this one has wall-to-wall love. Yeah, this one has wall-to-wall love.
The mission with Eastern Aleutian Tribes is to provide and continually improve quality services in all aspects of the healthcare supporting the well-being of our people. Their vision is to have the healthiest people in the nation, and their values are respect, integrity, dignity, caring, empowerment, innovation, and collaboration. Eastern Aleutian Tribes is also a proud sponsor of KSTP and Aleutian Peninsula Broadcasting.
Doing down there, dancing alone every night while I live right above you. I can hear your music playing, yeah. I can feel your body swaying. One floor below me, you don't even know me. I love you. Oh, my darling, knock three times on the ceiling if you want me. Oh, twice on the pipes. If the answer is no, well, my sweetness means you'll meet me in the hallway. Oh, twice on the pipe means you ain't gonna show. If you look out your window tonight, pull in the string with the note that's attached to my heart. Count how many times I saw you. In my silence I adore you. And only in my dreams did that wall between us come apart. Well, my darling, knock three times on the ceiling if you want me. Oh, twice on the pipes if the answer is no. Well, my sweetness means you'll meet me in the hall. Well, my darling, knock three times on the ceiling if you want me. Oh, twice on the pipes if the answer is no. Well, my sweetness means you'll meet me in the hall. On the pipes means you ain't gonna show. Twice on the pipes means you ain't gonna show.
Talk
to me. Talk to me. Darling, I love everything you say. Talk to me. Talk to me, baby. In your own gentle way. Let me hear. Tell me, dear. Tell me you love me so. Talk to me, talk to me, baby. Darling, I wanna know. The many ways you speak of love, I heard before, and it sounds so good every time. Stayed apart, I love you one more. Whatever may cross your mind, talk to me, talk to me. Hold me tight, hold me close, whisper low. Talk to me, baby. Darling, I love you so. The many ways you speak of love, I heard before, and it sounds so good every time. Please stay apart, I love you once more. Whatever may cross your mind, talk to me, talk to me. Darling, I love everything you say. Talk to me, baby. In your own gentle way. Talk to me.
Hey, doesn't it still look easy as it did to you? Hey, wasn't it true after all? I couldn't help myself, girl, and I can't blame you. Bigger the fool, the harder the fall. Living on old illusions and some make-believe that mattered to me most of all. Closing my eyes to changes I refuse to see. The bigger the fool, the harder the fall. Somewhere in your future, on the far side of your world, you might reach my writing on the wall. Think of the easy dreamer who believed in you. The bigger the fool, the harder the fall.